Welcome to the show. Our incredibly stimulating topic this week is kinky holiday sex, which we all know you have.
And if you're not having it, let's face it, you wish you were. And so we thought we could help you with that tonight. We'll talk about, we can talk about some kinky holiday sex, and then we're going to give you some helpful hints on ways to easily make your own holiday sex kinkier or just have more sex.
Which is always a good thing. And, you know, I was thinking about this for the show, right, because, there's that old joke about different types of sexual activities, and, you know, that's the joke, he or she gets it on her birthday and on Christmas. You hear that a lot about anal, don't you? Like, oh, no, that's like a present. That's something special. And I was thinking about that, and I was giggling to myself, thinking, well, our entire show is going to be about things that shouldn't be just done for the holidays, but people do feel more adventurous during the holidays, or they do think about special things to do with their lover. You know, fun presents and toys and, you know, putting...
I think it's all that time cuddling up in front of the fireplace and getting all cozy, and then by then bodies are touching bodies, and then you start having thoughts about other body parts touching. Before you know it, kinky holiday sex.
Bingo! That is it. And it's a great thing. And the best thing is that during the holidays, people that are in relationships, you know, tend to feel closer. I mean, it is a romantic time. And I think it's that time where people can also be thinking, well, he or she has always asked me to do this, and hey, it wouldn't hurt to give it a try, you know?
Exactly, and maybe there's something that you've always wanted to do, or even more likely, you used to do, and you're wondering, gee, why don't we do that anymore? Well, it's a perfect occasion to reintroduce that activity or bring up a fantasy. Maybe you could buy sexy little outfits for each other and she comes in and you've got them laid out on the bed. You can be Tarzan and she can be Jane, and you can have jungle fun.
There we go.
Or whatever rocks your world.
And do you happen to have a store by you? I know we have it here in the Midwest, and it's in several states here, but it's called Lover's Lane. Do you have that by you?
No. Well, tell me about it.
Oh. Okay, well, Lover's Lane is an adult novelty shop and lingerie shop, and it's relatively upscale, and it's geared toward women and couples. And here in the Midwest, they have these TV commercials for it, and the commercials are on, like, all the time. It could be on at 3 p.m., 8 o'clock at night, doesn't matter. And it's always on Lover's Lane, and then it shows all of these cute little costumes. And their tagline, of course, is the couple that plays together stays together. So I was watching TV yesterday, and there goes the Lover's Lane theme song. And there was a woman that was dressed up like a little candy cane, but it was really sexy with the stripes. There was a naughty elf. There was a man, and they modeled this on the commercials. That's like, it's great. And so it's a man wearing a Santa beard, okay, little fur white cuffs. And, like, these little for underwear, you know, and that way the Santa hat. That's all he had on, because it has stuff for both. And then they're really nice shops for anybody in the Midwest. Find it and go. They're wonderful. They're a little bit more expensive, but it's really worth it. But I was thinking, too, like, doesn't that just fit? Because they had, of course, the Mrs. Claus costume with the little fur on the bottom. And I thought, like, how many people have gone to this store this month and thought, I'm going to get a cute outfit for my lover, or I'm going to buy this toy for my lover, you know?
Not nearly enough.
No, that's true.
Not nearly enough.
More people should go. Oh, but they have great catalogs. I'm going to send you one, Ms. Violet. I really am.
Oh,
they
good.
They send them to me all the time. And they have the cutest costumes ever.
What we have here is Castle Boutique, and then there's and that's, I don't know if they have those there in Chicago, but it's a big castle-shaped building, and it is also, it's pretty couples-friendly as well, but they don't have as much costumed lingerie-type things as they could. But they do have a lot of toys, and they have a lot of videos and things of that sort. But there's another one called Fascinations, and that's more for women to go to, really. And there's two of them fairly near my house. I drive by them all the time, and their commercials on TV are like, Fascination.
Exactly.
There's all these women wearing sexy costumes, and in their windows. It's always a small little place, and it's usually in part of a strip mall. And it's tons of costumes. It's a lot of costumes, really sexy little costumes. And I saw some cute little Christmassy ones over there, which actually inspired. I was writing a custom audio for a customer yesterday, and they wanted something Christmassy, and it ended up being a Miss Claus visits them.
In a
little Miss Claus outfit. So it was fun.
Yes. And what did Mrs. Claus go do? I mean, you can't give it all away.
You see, she had been reading all kinds of entries on our social group, the EnchantrixEmpire.com, and then she started using little elves' powers to listen in on phone calls that the mistresses do, and she started learning things, and she needed someone to experiment and try them out on and see if she could get them to work, too.
Oh, how great is that? Oh, you're so creative. And I bet now a bunch of our listeners are going, I want that, Mrs. Claus. That's what I want.
With the thigh-high boots with the fur trim.
Exactly.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, Santa's probably got a whip that she could borrow for those reindeer and everything, you know. So.
I was thinking something very similar. So you could have a whip and like the top of the outfit's more like a corset top. Could be very sexy.
Exactly.
Miss Claus, you know, she's a new generation, so she doesn't feel compelled to dress by those old Mrs. Claus standards.
That's right. A modern lady.
So kinky holiday sex, you know, I've actually had quite a few people ask me about that topic this week and mention things to me and ask what kind of things we're going to talk about. And I said, well, we're going to talk about some experiences we've had. And as always, the lines are open for anyone to call in. And that is a toll-free number. You can find, let me read it to you real quick instead of making you guess. It's 888-815-9756, toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. Feel free to call in and tell us about your own kinky holiday sex experiences or fantasies. Also, you're always welcome to email us at thevoyeurwindow@gmail.com. I did check it today, made sure that there was nothing that needed to be included, but you're welcome to send things there you'd like us to talk about on the show if you can't call in or don't want to call in. But we're also going to be covering something that was talked about on our blog this week, and that was our own personal top 10 men's sex toys. And the reason we're going to talk about that is that these particular 10 toys don't rock your Christmas and the entire year afterwards, something seriously wrong. Seriously
exactly.
Wrong.
Oh, and see, it's just a gift that keeps on giving.
That's what I'm thinking. You know, I used to write about sex toys quite a bit. Now it's more like now and then if I hear about something like on my own blog, the personalpleasurecalls.com, last week I was writing about remote control toys because when you're a phone mistress, you never can get your hands on your slave boys, your submissives.
Right.
And so having those remote control toys allow you to reach out and touch someone and vibrate them when you least expect it. So we talked about that.
Just that joy of never knowing exactly when it's coming. And I do mean that both ways.
Yes. So that got me thinking, well, you know, I'm sure people ask you all the time too, Ms. Jane, what toys do you recommend? And I thought, you know, I'm just going to go right out there and find them.
Oh, that is wonderful. It is. So we're going to stuff some stockings here, aren't we?
We are. No doubt. We are. We can start with number 10, leading up to number 1, Santa's Little Helper Vibrator. Have you ever seen one of those in person? That's the ones that shape like Santa, and his little head and hat is kind of curved. You can use it whether you've been naughty or nice.
I want one.
You turn the dial. It's got a powerful multi-speed vibe, and you just let him take you away, and his cleverly curved hat reaches the G-spot with ease, so you can use it on a partner. And it gives you a bell-jingling, mind-blowing, jolly good time any time of the year. But I thought about it for guided masturbation. Phone sex would be so much fun, especially on webcam. Introduce
it
Santa. Hello, Santa.
Exactly. And, you know, that cleverly curved hat on webcam you could watch because, you know, that would work so well, obviously, for us, for our G-spot. But with some good maneuvering, that really would stimulate the prostate quite a bit, too, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh.
For that nice little backdoor action. No, you know, those things are wonderful when they're curved like that for both men and women to use.
It's very true, and it's cute as can be. It's holly jolly. It'd be so much fun to get that in your stocking, except don't pull it out in front of the kids or grandma. It's just going to look like a big, giant Pez dispenser, and they may be like, ooh, I love Pez, give me some. And, you know, it's just going to end badly. So open that one in private.
Or it would be worse, you know, if grandma knew what it was. Then you could just, you know, die.
That's not good either.
No. No, it's not.
It's a brave new world.
Yes, it is. It is. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if it did have bells that jingle, jangle, jingled while you jingle, jangle, jingled?
Oh, listen to this.
Great.
I have. Speaking of, can you hear this? Can you hear it? No?
No. What is it, though?
Here. Now can you hear it? Little bells jingling?
Oh, yeah.
Ring-ting, tingling? It's this.
Yes.
It's a G-string. It's a red satin G-string with a tiny little red satin bow in front. It's sheer, and then it has three rows of satin and little tiny jingle bells. And one of my sissies sent it to me for Christmas in a box of goodies from Victoria's Secret, and it's my favorite. It's so cute. So I was shaking my hips.
That is awesome.
When you said bells ring-ting-tingling. So Victoria's Secret's good for guests too, sissies.
Yes, they are.
They know that. We don't have to tell them about Victoria's Secret.
Exactly.
Don't
make me go in there.
Oh, I know. Next on the list is the Oh My Bod. So much better than chocolate. It's a special edition vibrator. And, you know, we were talking about remote control toys, Ms. Jane?
Yes.
This one buzzes to music from an iPod, an iPhone, or any MP3 player from up to 25 feet away. So it's good for maybe a couple that's in the same home, in the same apartment, in the same restaurant. Has anybody seen that movie, The Rough Truth or The Ugly Truth, that's what it is, The Ugly Truth. Have you seen that?
I didn't see that one.
Scene where the leads are in a restaurant and she has on this vibrating panties, but the controller got rolled over onto another table, and a little boy picks it up, and he's playing with it, and he's turning it on and off, and she's having these orgasms in the restaurant, and trying to have a meeting at the table at the same time. You could do that. You know, you could do that with each other, like go out to a restaurant. They go to the restaurant.
Oh, that is so great.
And listen to this. It's also Skype compatible. That means you can plug it into your computer, talk with a partner, and the toy will vibrate to the sound of your lover's voice.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's like...
Oh, my goodness. Now, see, would that not be so incredibly great for those wonderful, you know, over the phone or over the Skype, too? You could just open that up, too, while you were talking and just let it buzz away.
I think that'd be kind of fun to use in an office setting, too. You know, go to the office Christmas party, and let's say you're surreptitiously dating someone from the office and nobody else knows, but you give them that little vibrator to put on, and you tune it so that every time the music, it's vibrating to the music playing for the party, through the whole party, as this poor person's walking around trying to socialize with their workmates.
Oh, that's so devious.
Or you can put it on your male lover and send him into a meeting wearing it. And then keeps sending him little text messages.
That is evil.
I think
it is evil, isn't it?
I have a feeling you own this next one. I just have this feeling. It's called the Sensua Suede Whip.
Oh, yeah.
I knew it. Compact and stylish. Ooh. If you're eager to explore the world of sensations that accompany the willing exchange of power, pleasure, and pain. It sounds pretty beautiful. It looks pretty. It's the polished metal and acrylic handle. Has a good weight, so you can use it for mild and relatively intense impact. Very nice. I like how they say this. If you give it as a gift, the sensual may say as much about what you'd like done to you as what you'd like to do.
Nice.
I was thinking our missus could just slip it into their significant other's bedside table and just wait to see what happens when they find it.
Oh, yeah.
Under the pillow.
And it's so nice, too, that the handle has a good weight to it, because, you know what, that's just the key to an excellent whip, in my opinion. It is.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you've got to have a good weight in that handle to, you know, control when you're flogging or whipping someone. And I do love suede, because you can tease the skin with it, especially after, you know, flogging a little bit and everything's so sensitive.
It feels good to just tickle it across the skin.
It does.
Just lightly dance the suede. I mean, there's so many things you can do with a little suede whip like that, even if you're not into pain, just for the sensation play. And I'll tell you what, you blind your significant other with a blindfold. Not permanently blind them.
I knew what
blindfold
that.
Them. And then you're going to give them different experiences, like you can take a little ice cube and rub it across their lips or over their nipple, down their stomach. You can tickle them with a little soft suede flogs or a feather and so many other sensations. Are you into sensation play, Ms. Jane?
I love sensation play.
So do I. Don't you think that's just a huge part of BDSM?
It is. It is, because you can do so much with that type of stimulation. You really can. And I think that, you know, in different types of play, it can become so erotic, or yet it can just become so incredibly intense all at the same time. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. And suede is one of those materials that is just really great for sensation play, because you can do so much with it, like we were talking about. It can be relatively intense, like you said. I mean, you can get going with a suede whip, and they can be like, whoa, where'd that come from? Especially if you swing it the right way. But you're right, you can tease and just make it so gentle as well and alternate. It's so good. You can go into sensation overload a little bit, too.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a good way. People don't realize how exciting that is as foreplay, that sensation play like that, where you just don't know what's coming next. It could be a little playful smack. It could be a little tickle. It could be something very soft. Like I've talked about this before, but I adore those mitts that have fur on one side and teeny tiny little claws. So you get just the gentlest sensation of like a sharp thing, but it doesn't pierce the skin. Oh, my God. You know, just back and forth and different sensations. And I'll tell you, you think you don't like foreplay, or you think you have a partner that cannot be aroused enough, try some sensation play. I highly recommend it.
Exactly. And it is. Because there you can be drawn out for such a long period of time, too.
Oh,
it
God,
really
yes.
can. It can be the ultimate tease.
I've done hours of just the sensation play.
Mm-hmm.
But it does get me worked up, I have to admit it.
Does me too.
Eventually, there's got to be something more than this. It becomes a totally different kind of sensation play.
Exactly. It's still sensation play, but, you know, just a little different.
Maybe sensation serious. Number 7. The bow cock ring. Cock rings are not that exciting overall, but this one's so beautiful. And this company, it's a Swedish design company called Lilo, and they finally turned their attention to the boys, and they just created this beautiful, practical, vibrating ring for men. It's made of this stretchy, body-safe rubber, fully rechargeable. That thing, the bow, will run for 4 hours on a one-hour charge. It just looks like something to give
goodness.
To a sophisticated man.
Wonderful. Is it a very thick, not thick, excuse me, is it a wide cock ring?
Kind of, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, those are great. Because you know what, I really like the cock rings that are wider as opposed to the very slender ones. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can get those anywhere. But I don't feel it gives the right sensation or effect when they're just so tiny. I'm like, really? You know, I want something better. So I think the bow cock ring would be great. And for 4 hours, if you can work with a vibrating cock ring for 4 hours, I think you should get a prize.
You can even take Cialis, and you know how they say, they warn you, if you have an erection for more than 4 hours, you can just use your bow cock ring, you know. Take advantage of it.
Finish off.
My thing is that, you know, you look online or you look in stores, there's a gazillion different toys out there. There's tons of different cock rings. Why not get one that's distinctive, that's really beautifully made, that looks like it was crafted to look as nice as it functions, and then it has that incredible charging power? Why not get that? Get the superior one. So I'm trying to save you. You know, doing all this list, we just want to save you a ton of shopping. We'll just tell you the 10 best toys. And just a reminder, these are all on our blog, thevoyeurwindow.com. So you can go check them out there and get the precise name of the item so you can search it and find the best price on it. Number
right,
6,
exactly.
Toy Box, TOIBOCKS, Toy Box. Because once you bought your holiday sex toy gift, where do you store them? You want them to be easy access. You want it to be hygienic storage and private, especially if you have kids in the house or people who might want to root around into your things. So this is like a big jewelry box. It works without a keyhole, button, or a switch. It looks like a regular shallow jewelry box, but you open it, and there's a secret compartment large enough to store sex toys, DVDs, and other paraphernalia. There's also a less expensive but equally ingenious Kleenex box cover that's for smaller toys. So it's just something innocuous looking that people aren't going to be digging through, and you can have your stuff hidden. And I was going to tell you, this is so funny, Jane. I went to the website today and to our email, and we had a letter from the president of the Toy Box Company. They read our blog.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she said, I just wanted to say happy holidays, and thank you very much for adding Toy Box to your holiday gift list. It means a lot to us to know that people really dig it. That was from Don, the president of Toy Box. I said, well, thank you for reading our blog, Don.
Yes.
And so hello, Don.
I'm looking at a picture of the Toy Box right now. And Don, you can send me one if you want to. It's Fluff and Miss Violet. That would be great. It's
Aren't
actually
beautiful?
A beautiful box.
It is. It's really pretty.
It really
not some
is.
Tacky little steel box or just a plain wood box. This is a very nice piece of furniture, really. It's pretty. So kudos
it
to them. And I actually have a lot of friends who use these. I have an actual, like, a safe kind of thing for mine, but I have friends who use the Toy Box and love them, love them, love them. So that's why I looked it up and decided to put that on there.
It is great.
Wow. Where
and
do you
honestly,
keep your toys, Miss Jane? Right out in the open, up on a wall, on display?
Just hang them up like art.
That's my flogger.
That's what I do.
Canes on display.
Yeah, actually, you know, I have got a very convertible house, I guess would be the best way to put it. Like, I have a lot of hanging plants in my home,
mm-hmm.
which also double once you take the plants off the hooks. Double is wonderful places for bondage and things like that. So I've got little kinky things all over, so I can play at any time. But I keep all of my toys actually in a box, not as nice as the Toy Box. Hint, hint, somebody send me a Toy Box. It's not as nice as this.
Well,
now
put them on our wish list.
Right, yeah, it's going on my wish list. It is for Christmas because, you know, it would make me feel very merry to have that. But I do actually keep it in a box, and I keep the box in my nightstand. That's what I have.
Very cool. Everyone's got different things. I also have a bag, a toy bag, because I like to have mm-hmm. something easy to take traveling. So there's things in there that I know I like to take traveling.
Wonderful.
Because I'm certainly not
See,
leaving the toys at home.
Too. No. No, you wouldn't. When you're driving, have fun with the new airport security, though, ma'am.
I check them.
Have a
or actually,
time.
I'm driving most of the time.
That's
funny.
A good thing.
Oh, God, that's a nightmare. They want to do body checks on you. It's standard procedure, so what are they going to do if you've got things like that in your bag? Mm, no.
I know. Exactly. Exactly.
I want to mention again that it's toll-free to call us from the U.S. or Canada. It's 888-815-9756. If you have a kinky holiday sex story or fantasy, and if you have any experience with these toys, good or bad, we'd like to hear from you. Let's talk about them. Or toys you think we should have put on our list. Did we miss the right ones? Let us know.
Yes, definitely do. Because I'd love to know what other people have. What they say, no, you've really got to try this. Or no, this is the one that works. You know,
well, my two all-time favorites.
Fascinating.
I never changed them so far. The Fleshlight and the Hitachi vibrator. Those two are, you cannot go wrong. But I've talked about them so much. So they're not really, it's not that they're not great. It's just that we need to move on and find new, hot toys.
Exactly. And you know what the thing is with the Fleshlight? Really, you're right. It's like the standard in sex toys, both of those things are. And honestly, you know, they're so well known because they are so fantastic.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like just saying, I love chocolate ice cream. I think it's the best, so I won't try mint chocolate chip. You know, that's what it's like.
Yes.
It has different flavors of toys.
I totally agree. I'm into flavors.
This
one you're going to love the name of. Number 5, Rude Boy. Don't you just love the name of that? Now, I hadn't heard of this one, but this one just won me over. They say a sexual awakening you won't soon forget. Our guys need that. This fun prostate massager is small and soft enough for first-timers, but powerful enough to offer something to the seasoned pro. Seasoned pro with prostate stimulation. It's non-threatening.
You all know who you are.
Yes. I talked to you the other night. It's versatile.
Exactly.
It can offer simultaneous prostate and perineum massage. It can be used hands-free or with a partner. Woohoo!
Oh, that's nice.
I just love the name, too, Rude Boy.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you, when you go to the blog, you know, and you look this up, it does not look like a average sex toy. It does not. It actually, I see here it comes in a black, blue, and red. So you have your choice of colors. But it's incredibly high-tech looking.
Isn't it? I just like the design, too. I'm a very visual person. I guess I'm kind of like a man in that regard because I am visual. And so the design of things matters. It's part of the family I'm from. I'm surrounded by design, so it's not surprising. But half of it is how it looks, and half of it has to be the performance, too. It has to both be high to make the list.
Exactly. And it is beautiful, though. To look
Isn't
at it,
it?
Incredibly sleek. You know, and they do have diagrams showing, you know, how it really does hit the spot that needs to be hit.
We're going to know who who listened to the show and read the blog by who next does a session with us where they're on webcam and they're using the Rude Boy.
I would love that.
Me too.
That would be awesome. It would be.
You know, one of the toughest things, we've never really talked about this subject yet, but prostate milking, that can be really tough for some men. I know one of my slaves is listening right now. We've had our issues with that, where sometimes I think it's just finding the right angle, the right toy, the right depth, all of those things that's involved in it, and experience
right.
For sure. But you need to try different type of toys for that, too. So if you're out there and you've tried prostate milking, prostate stimulation, it didn't work well for you, it could be the toy. So, you know, try a different prostate stimulation device. Don't just keep trying with the same one if you've tried for a couple months and it's just not working, because you have to be very, very careful and precise with that. It's very important.
Yes.
And I care about your prostate. We do.
We do care about it. We want you to have a healthy prostate. But I think the other thing, too, is, you know, what I've encountered sometimes with, you know, my callers. You're right. A lot of people have a hard time with, you know, that prostate milking and really hitting and stimulating it. And it's a wonderful, beautiful thing when you do. But I think that it's very similar to what a lot of women have when with G-spot stimulation. Now, if you're looking for your G-spot, and trust me, it's not a myth, I found mine. Have you found yours, Ms. Violet?
Have
you found it yet?
I sure have.
Mm-hmm. It took me a while to find mine. It really did. But the issue was that it is such an intense, at least that's how it was for me. It was such an incredibly intense experience building up to climax with G-spot stimulation that at times I would just stop because it would become so intense for me. Like, I just couldn't keep going.
It's overwhelming.
And yeah, it was. And actually, I found a toy, and I can't think of the name of it now, but it was curved. And what was really great was that it was stationary, and I moved myself on it. And then that way, I didn't have to worry about my movement and moving the toy as well. So when you're having difficulty finding that prostate, I think sometimes it's because once you do find it, it is such an intense experience. You know, you really need to kind of brace yourself. Feel yourself.
Okay, brace
a little
yourself,
bit.
Martha.
Yeah, I know. There you go. But because it's really worth it, but it is overwhelming. And I've heard from so many, you know, and I'm sure you have too, men, once they do stimulate that prostate, and this toy, by the way, looks fantastic for it. It does. It looks like you're just like, it's like lock and load, you're ready to go. And once you do find it and you find a mistress to help guide you through this, it's probably going to be one of the most rewarding experiences of self-exploration, you know, just body knowledge that you can have.
I totally agree with that.
Fan of it. It is.
I want to say, if you're out there listening, you enjoy what you're hearing, and you own a business and you're interested, we are looking for sponsors for our show. Perhaps you know someone with a business that would be a good match for the Voyeur Window, then please feel free to email us at violet@enchantrixempire.com. On to number 4. Oh, my God, this one's fun. Tenga Flip Hole. Another one. Gotta love the name. Ultimate in male masturbation. I don't know if I could agree it's the ultimate, but I think it's probably right up there in the ultimate. It's the hottest selling sex toy in Japan. It was actually designed by an engineer, and when you look at it, the sides of it flip up. The interior is incredibly detailed, molded in that super soft silicone, so it feels really great on your cock. And you just flip it to clean, and you're done. So it comes in a clear, it comes in black. It's kind of cool looking, very modern, very sci-fi looking, actually. It's for me.
I'm looking at it right
different.
Now.
You're looking at it right now?
Yeah, I am, and it looks great. Because I'm a firm believer, there seems to be at some point with sex toys, you know, especially with men I've come across, I don't know, maybe you have too, but there seems to be a hesitancy for men to actually get male masturbation sleeves. You know, I don't know why that seems like the final frontier for some people, but it should not be because they are incredible.
I bought one for my boyfriend to use on him. I use it on him. I enjoy it. I like holding it. I like seeing it on him. I like feeling it through the silicone. It's very erotic for me. So I got it because I knew I'd like it.
Right. And I'm sure he loved it because until you got it on your cock, I'm telling you, it's worth every penny. They're great.
They're incredible. Men are always a little hesitant because they're like, I don't need that. And I'm like, you know what? What if I just want to do that? What if your woman just wants to feel your member in a different way through some silicone and watch it going through there and poking out the other end? I mean, what if she wants to see that? What if it's for her pleasure and it just happens to be incredibly erotic for you as well?
It's because I love them too, you know, for cock teasing, especially. It's wonderful for, you know, those forced prolonged masturbation sessions as well, because it can become so intense. I mean, there's a reason that people use them. It's much better than your normal masturbation.
Much better than your hand. Let's just come right out and say it. It puts your hand to be abandoned, I'm sorry to say.
Mm-hmm.
Or
exactly. It will be. You know, Rosie Palm and her five sisters are going to be very, very sad because you are going to abandon them and you are going to use them. But I highly encourage all men to get a masturbation sleeve. And this Tenga flip hole looks really awesome.
I know. Tenga flip hole. Look it up on our blog. You're gonna see the name there. You can check it out. They have their own website. Number 3 on the list, it's the Heartbreaker Pyrex Glass Dildo. Now, we have a lot of callers who are really into their dildos, but to me, if you are hardcore ass training slave boy or you're really into dildos, you've got to try a glass dildo.
Mm-hmm.
This one
I agree.
Is just gorgeous. Did you take a look at it, Jane?
I'm looking it up right there. Oh,
the reason I looked at that one, it's one of the first pieces they recommend for customers new to glass dildos. It is really important that you be very careful about the first one you use because they're completely unyielding. They're glass. So it's solid Pyrex covered with golden hearts all the way from the base to the head, and the hearts are this kind of really beautiful reflective pink with a gold hue because they're infused with very fine 24-karat gold dust. And it's in the glass, so it will never fade or wear off. It'll always look that beautiful. It's a piece of art, don't you think?
It is, and I want one. I want one really, really bad. And not only are going to be great for you, but if you want your women or your girlfriend or wife or, you know, your Saturday night good time to try them and they're hesitant, if you get a woman something this beautiful, it would be hard to say no.
That's right.
It really would.
This would be an awesome, I was thinking, like Valentine's Day gift. Very sexy, beautiful one. I'd be thrilled. I think it's beautiful. And the hearts are smooth. But they've got a frictionless, bumpy texture, which adds to the whole experience with it.
Definitely. Which is so great. And the thing is, too, with the with your glass dildos, you know, as you become more comfortable with them, you can do different things. You can slightly warm them. Mm-hmm. You can slightly cool them.
For a whole yes, I've seen them right out of the freezer.
You can do that too. And see, if it's a Valentine's Day gift, summer's around the corner, you might need to cool off a little. Here, honey, you look overheated. Let me cool you down. See, now you know what's going to happen to Davida. You just know what's going to happen to my slave, Davida, right? I'm already waiting now. The first warm day, the first day he says to me, gosh, it's hot outside. Mm-hmm. I will have that ready to go.
I'm here to rescue you from the heat.
That's fine.
Well, here's another one for him. Your slave Davida is in luck tonight. Blush Light Ice. Have you experienced that one yet?
No.
I was thinking it meant that you freeze it, and I was kind of sad that it wasn't, but it's kind of cool because it has all of the same super soft pleasures of the original, but it has a totally clear sleeve and case. So while you're thrusting yourself into this device that feels exactly like the female anatomy and the outside looks just like it, you see yourself inside it too. And so what I'm noticing is that being able to see themselves is enhancing that whole enjoyment for both parties, the man using it by himself, the woman when they're using it as a couple.
Exactly. Oh, I want that too. Oh, there will be shopping.
I know. So now you've got the feeling and the visual, because before you would just thrust it in and then it disappears while it's in there. Now you can see it, and you can see the little texture things inside squeezing and touching. And men are so visual that I particularly think that that will enhance for most men. I really do.
Exactly. No, and I do too, because, and also, really, it would enhance for men. It would enhance for couples.
Mm-hmm.
There's
like
no doubt.
I want to see.
Yes, I want to see too. And once again, especially for those erotic teasing types of sessions, for prolonged milkings or masturbation, guided masturbation sessions, to have that and to be able to see it.
It's very, you're going to be one of those, what do they call those, pros, a pro user or pro something? I think if you are a guided masturbation tease and delay pro, meaning that you do that a lot, you can use these kind of toys for it. I have one caller that I can think of who's just really good about like going 70 minutes with really intense sessions on a regular basis, and he has a fleshlight. Well, he did until his dog ate it, literally left it in pieces all over the dining room, but it made it so much more intense that we had to really like use it and then not use it for a while and then go back to using it and then just go back to the hand because it was so intense that if we'd used it the whole time, his session would have been over really soon. His whole experience would have been over. Boom, we're done. That's how intense those fleshlights are. So now, you know, there's several different things too. The other thing they have on that fleshlight site, I was torn between which one to talk about. They have this thing where they've taken porn stars and they've designed the heads of them to look just like the outside vagina area of a porn star of a particular one. So if you have a thing for a certain porn star, you can buy the fleshlight head that is molded after her personal private area.
Oh, that's so awesome. That is. And did you see that with the fleshlight and the fleshlight ice, also that you can choose your favorite orifice?
Yes, I did. I did.
It could be the lady, which is our delicious naughty bits. The mouse, I'm looking at them right now, which has a pair of lips on it. Or I think my all-time favorite here, it's just titled butt. Butt. That's what it says, butt. And it is round, and it is like a perfect little star. I mean, it's amazing.
I did see those. I'm glad you brought that up because that's an important feature of this toy.
Actually, it is too, and I giggle now, but you know what? If I was going to get this, I would look and think, do I want lady mouth or butt? I really would. Which one are we doing?
Whenever I'm doing a session and someone tells me they're using a fleshlight, I always want to know, which head are you using? I'm so visual. I like to visualize what's going on in my mind, so I like to know, and they're always a little embarrassed. The butt.
The butt.
Yeah.
It's just so cute, and, you know, it appears that that one seems like it has a smaller opening than the rest. Too.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it does.
Extremely tight. It's very tight.
Nice
yes.
and tight.
Mm-hmm. Very tight.
Nice and tight.
And the lips one
it.
Is very tight, too. I mean, it's tighter. It's almost so tight some people can't tolerate it, and they have to cut it a little bit because it's a little painful.
Ooh, I like it a little painful,
though. Well, there you go. You're all set, aren't you?
Tavita's getting the butt. No. I need it extra small.
Davida's lucky day. What's Davida getting for Christmas?
Yeah.
Well, the butt.
The butt. We're going to see the butt. You know what? I think, too, that, you know, because of the deviant that I am, though, I've always had this wonderful fascination with painful, slightly painful masturbation, like really having to work for that orgasm. And obviously, this is not for everyone. I understand that, because I enjoy, you know, very much the erotic side of it, too. But I think that there is a huge element of tease and denial when someone is so worked up, ma'am, they're so incredibly aroused by what somebody else is doing or saying, you know, or just, you know, this picture that's being drawn, that while they're masturbating, that it hurts slightly, but they still can't stop. That it makes
mm-hmm.
no difference. That all those lines are just blurred. You know?
I agree. I enjoy that intensity.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And that's why I think that the Vitamine is the one that's the butt. Because I want it to be, you know, a little hurdy, a little tight, a little too tight. And be able to watch him if he just can't stop using it.
Mm-hmm. Ow, ow. Oh, well, this leads us to number one. I don't want to not mention number one. It's called Pure Indulgence.
No.
And this one just took the fleshlight to the next level. It's kind of, it looks like a very small miniature woman's private part. And it says, this is basically for if you want the feeling of the real thing as close as possible, even more than the fleshlight. So it's pretty much like sliding yourself into a tight, silky sheath.
This thing is awesome.
It's
amazing.
Soft and fleshy material. It's not only incredibly realistic like flesh, but it stretches tightly so it hugs your shaft, brings you a quicker, more satisfying release. I'm not into quicker. More satisfying, sure, but not quicker. There's no way I'd let them have a quicker. Mm-mm. But
exactly.
However, you might want to do that.
Quicker.
If you're a stroker boy and you just like to come and come and come, then this is probably one you're going to really enjoy. Or like you don't have a lot of time to stroke.
That's right. That would be good. You know, you're in a hurry, and you need to get it done. But what I'm amazed at, you know, just looking at this so that our listeners can grab a visual, it looks like a beautifully shaved pussy. It does. It is great. It has the lips. I'm grinning from ear to ear going, oh, my goodness, that is a cooch. I mean, it's great.
It's shaped like one realistically inside, because inside where you put your penis, it has inside ribbing, so it adds sensation, bring you closer to your orgasm with every stroke, which feels more like actual intercourse. So you can double your pleasure. There's pulsing sensations because it has a bonus vibrating bullet.
Oh, my goodness.
And I've read in a few places, some men achieved a 4-minute-long orgasm with that toy.
Really?
Yes, I'd like to challenge that and go for 5 or 6.
I think we should have a contest.
I really do. That. Everybody who has a pure indulgence, and like they call in, and we listen to them on some kind of like a party line, and then when they hit that moment, we start timing them. See who goes.
That would be awesome.
Whoever
we're gonna have
a first wins.
Coming soon, we're going to have a pure indulgence stroke-a-thon contest to to see you can last longer.
It won't be on the show, though, but it'll be, like, in conjunction with a show. It won't be on the radio show, but it'll be, we'll find a way to do this. We're very ingenuous. We can do it. So it has flesh-like soft texture to increase the fantasy and pleasure. Oh, two realistic entry points for variety. Who doesn't crave variety?
That's true.
See, they don't show the backside of it.
I was going to say, I only see one entry point from right here, but hey, I'm sure I can use my imagination. You know what would be really neat, too? And not that, of course, anyone we know would ever have this problem. But perhaps if you're a little quick to begin with, and it's something that you want to work on, really building that stamina, your pure indulgence could also be your best friend. It really could. To teach you how to control yourself.
You know what's your best friend to do that? Your mistress.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you why. Not just because, I'm not just saying it because we are online, you know, phone mistresses, but because you have the toy, which is great to practice with, but part of what I do, and I would imagine you too, is there's men who want to be able to last longer, like Ms. Jane's talking about, and I put them on a program. I work them through it, you know, practicing getting up to the edge and backing off, getting closer to the edge and backing off, and even getting really too close and pushing it and seeing, you know, where is too far for them so that they get a better idea of when to stop, to back off a bit, and then they can start again with sex. And it does improve your sex life.
It does. It does. And I have programs that are very similar to that, but I think at the end, like a final exam, I'm going to have them get pure indulgence. I'm serious. Like, at the end, like, this is what we're going to do. We're going to have a week of training with this.
Yeah.
Going to the edge and then just back and back and back. Because honestly, for those of you who, I know you can't see this, but it looks incredibly durable. I know that sounds silly.
It's really durable. It looks like it could go with a washing machine, but I probably can't.
Yeah. But it looks like, I mean, you could just go to town on this thing, and it looks really solid to me, you know?
Yeah. I've never seen it quite like that.
I love that you and I can talk about this like most women talk about purses. It looks really durable. It looks like it's worth the money.
They're done with a lot of different outfits.
Yep, exactly.
You can take it anywhere.
It's
so versatile.
And if you get these, you are all of these toys. And really, you know, filling up a toy box for Christmas, or for your whatever holiday you may celebrate, that kinky holiday sex, all of these items would help out immensely.
And once you get your sex life revved up over the holidays, don't stop after New Year's. My God, make it a resolution to keep that hot, revived sex life going through the year, and experimentation and trying new toys and new positions and role-playing, and, you know, I keep forgetting to mention, we do have, our service also has phonesexforcouples.com.
Yeah.
And so couples call that site and can learn how to better their sex life and prove it is extremely non-threatening. I keep forgetting to mention that when it's appropriate, but I think it's really cool. There's nothing else like it out there. But
There's not.
And it's too bad because, you know, women don't generally call phone sex, and men would love to have their women kind of be a part of that, but they don't know how to bring it up. So this one's geared towards the couple, so just so you know. And, Jane, why don't you give your personal blog address?
It's mistressofmore.com.
More what, Ms. Jane?
That's the thing. See, that's the $1 million question.
Ooh.
There's only one way to find out, isn't there?
That is so true.
Only one way.
So true.
Mm-hmm.
My blog is personalpleasurecalls.com. And then, of course, as we mentioned, for our show, we have thevoyeurblog.com. And you can find out a lot more information about my co-host, Mistress Jane, and myself. And you can tune in to episodes from the last 7 months. You can just read what we have to say on a variety of erotic topics that are covered on the show.
Exactly. Exactly. And by the way, Miss Violet, your blog, your personal blog, it's like crack. It is addictive. It is.
It's like crack.
It is. It's addictive.
Blog crack.
I know. It's Mistress Crack. It's so great. It is.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I should have said, I'm so glad you're back this week. I mean, the show went good last week. We had fun. The callers were great. But, Miss Jane, it's so much more fun when you're here. So welcome back to the show. I should have said that right at the beginning because that's how I was feeling.
Thank you so much. It's good to be back. And I cannot wait until next week.
Oh, my gosh,
which
yeah.
Which will be our last show of the year.
I know. And what a topic we have. I guess it's really that time we should wrap it up.
It is.
This is Empress Violet, and you've been listening to The Voyeur Window. Tune in next Monday night when our topic will be foot and shoe fetish.
And thank you all for joining us. I'm so happy to be back. And we will see you next Monday at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time when the window opens again. For those who celebrate, have an incredibly Merry Christmas. And good night, everybody.
Merry Christmas.